Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight, and you're listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Dove Knight. That's a song that's going to be coming out around April or May. It's going to be hopefully with an album, April. But if not, it depends on the record label, because the record label distribution company may tell me to redo it or send it. Also, it depends on the video. I don't know when the video is coming out, because if I send a video, then they may tell me to rechange it, because I had to rechange the videos and remaster, etc. So that song is called I Want You. It's in my vault. I did it a while back. I enjoy doing it. What do I really think of the song? I'm a musician, but I'm also a spokesperson. I just tell it like it is. Song is great. I love to sing and write pop music. So I'm the co-writer of that song. I would describe it at the time I did it as a rock singer trying to sing pop, because I was, you know, in the beginning stages. When I went in the studio and did it, it was fun to do. Like, I love recording music and I love to perform whatever I sing or whatever. At the time, now the vocal is, I sing it in different structures and unorthodox. I actually didn't feel I was in a good position to sing at on the recording, but the singing overall is good, and so is the song. It's a great message. I have my own unique style vocally, the truth. Now, you know, I'm a pop and rock singer, and I enjoy doing it. I hope you enjoyed. It will be on the next album. I'm not going to release it as a single. I might. No, you know what? I'm going to release it as an album. It should be out by April. Writing music is second to singing, because I started singing really as a teenager, late teenager. Again, I started singing rock, but then I also like pop, but coming out to L.A. and trying bands and doing all that stuff was what my goal to do was to be in the industry in L.A., particularly Hollywood. So I'm still in the L.A. area after all these years. Let's create. What I've been doing lately is making melodies on the keyboard. You know, I use the keyboard to make melodies, new songs, as well as singing, because I make melodies by vocally, come up with a song and just sing the lyrics, or, you know, writing lyrics down. I can do that for years. But I get inspired by people. Maybe I was inspired because I looked at one of my podcasts when I was jumping up and down. And some people said it was a comedy show because I was screaming. I sounded like AC/DC on a, or Led Zeppelin on a, what was it, on a public access show. If anybody saw it, please disregard those public access shows. You know, they're just what it is, and I apologize. Anyone saw the ones I did a set about ago? I sounded really high. My voice, I did a little comedy. I'm not a comedian. I'm a singer. So that's the point to make. A singer, songwriter, musician, actor, singer, songwriter, I am a singer songwriter, so but I was jumping down. Maybe I was influenced by when I went to sing in West Hollywood, and I saw this band go on stage, and they were just screaming. They just screamed and didn't sing one word, but just scream and play the instruments real la 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 la. You know, just screaming. It was so original. Somebody was influenced by that. Yes, that did happen at the Rainbow, but yeah, I mean, they played the acoustic guitar, they were just screaming. It was fun to do, for me to sing. I had to, you know, let's just say I did this song where before I had, you know, I was just trying to be comfortable with vocally, because rock and roll music is just raw. But pop singing is a different approach. But it was great to do this. So it has unorthodox, in my opinion. But if you like it, give me your opinions. I'd like to know. But I don't go by opinions in terms of whether I should be a singer-songwriter, because that is obviously not how I go. I just go back to create. Creativity is so important to me. You know, I released a song last year to the public through these distribution companies. You remember this one? I mean, this one came out last year. And I just did a show where I described it, you know, this is done on the spot. You know, you know, that song was done on the spot, and I wanted to say that I actually was going to do Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin as the cover, because it has their one of their pop songs, pop rock songs, and we changed our mind quickly, just creatively, and I'm like, yeah, you're right, and we just did it on the spot. Writing on the spot is very, and making a recording on the spot is so great, because the spontaneity is what I ascribe to, and with past stage performances where I was unexpectedly going to sing at a certain time and I was not expected, and I go and sing or do something creatively right on the spot, and it's so such a joy to do, you know. Creativity corresponds to patience and time, which I get reminded when I create. If I want to pursue it as a career, how long it takes. And I just say the time-consuming formula, which is pretty much what it is, because a lot of people, it takes a very long time to even get, if they even have any chance of recognition, is to recognize thyself. Why I'm going in that direction, I have to recognize thyself, because I've been doing it so long. So if I just say, I decided what tomorrow, or I'm going to stop on my own terms, it would be very difficult to stop if I did something nearly a half or a third of my life. So I'm just, whoever's listening to this, you know, it's there for you to enjoy. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer. You can see, look at the videos on YouTube. Those old songs, but I Want You hopefully will be out by April, or if not a little bit later. I'll keep you in posted. But remember, I Want You is a joy to do, and it's a part of who I am. It's a product. Now, I want to say about my podcast. You know, there are some podcasts that are not about music per se, but it correlates to what I'm talking about. So if you hear them, you can contact me about that anyway. But thank you for listening, and I will do another show soon. May all of you have a good day and good night wherever you are on this planet or whoever listens to this podcast. Good day, good night from Dev Knight.